Good morning.
Talon's back.
Talon's back. I know it's been two episodes.
Two episodes.
I've been gone.
14, 15.
On my travels.
I kind of like Keith better.
What? That's kidding. Really a. I know. Keith was great. He probably looks better on camera than I do.
Oh, for sure. For sure.
But
viewings were up through the roof.
Well, thanks, guys. I really appreciate the support. Whether or not I'm here, I was here in spirit. I watched all you guys comment and like and share and subscribe, so you should keep that up.
What to say?
It's your good side.
Everything's backwards. All right. So Rise and Grind.
Episode 16.
Mm-hmm. We're just past halfway to 30.
We're just past halfway to 30.
I don't know if that's a milestone, but...
A good milestone. I think 16 is a good milestone, because that means we've been doing this for 4 months.
Longer, because we've missed a few, but
we didn't.
That's pretty cool.
We didn't
miss at least 4 months of rising and grinding.
Yeah, every Saturday. So thanks for getting us.
Every
this
time
far.
I say the grind part, it just throws me off a little.
Why?
Bit. Just grind,
I guess. All right. So
today we're sponsored. We're not sponsored by.
We're trying to get sponsored by AM Coffee.
AM Coffee. So if anyone knows anyone at the Cedarbrook Roastery or AM Coffee, their nitro cold brew is the bomb.
It's really good.
And so are their scones.
The scones are what we refer to in the industry as game-changing.
The industry. Yes.
And the scone connoisseur in the industry.
They're game-changing. They're amazing.
Really good.
So episode 16, we're talking about laying it on the line. And when you first came to me with this episode title, I was like, we did that already.
We did. Well, we did getting out of your comfort zone. Right?
Yeah. And that was episode 9, actually. So I looked it up.
Getting out of your comfort zone is, this includes, like, you're going to have to get out of your comfort zone to do this, right? But I don't think that requires you to be vulnerable.
Yeah.
And laying it on the line requires a level of vulnerability that just getting out of your comfort zone isn't going to provide you, right? So what we mean by this is, like, the person who inspired the story is my girlfriend. Her name's Sofia Zobacheva. She's an aspiring artist. And for over the past year, she's gone, she's really, really, really tried to progress her career or passion as an artist. And so she's really used to like making like, websites, and she's been sharing on Facebook and selling her work and having a lot of success. And
she messages me more than any other person I know, which I love.
Well, because like you're
about,
on her motivational
about business stuff. I love it.
Oh, yeah. That's awesome.
Yeah, but I mean, she's been working really hard.
She's been working really hard, like hours and hours a day. Yeah. Hours and hours a day.
Every day, like, how do I start an LLC? Should I do WordPress or Squarespace or Wix or whatever it may be? And they're all like really, really good questions. I'm glad she's asking, because, you know, like, I've spent a lot of time figuring that crap out myself that... Mm. I'm hoping I'm saving her some time, but
yeah,
she's the one creating the art, which is the cool thing.
Yeah. And so, putting all her work on a website and pulling all her work out there could definitely be considered, you know, getting out of your comfort zone, right? For someone who's not used to that. But what she's doing this time is she's actually opening up a booth at the Cedarbrook Strawberry Fest, and she's going to be there with all of her work. With people walking by and judging and watching and looking at her work and critiquing her paintings. And I think that's another layer of getting out of your comfort zone.
It's totally like there's so many different layers to it, right? So if you think about it, you know, first she created some art and showed it to some people, mm-hmm. right? That's one thing. And then she started offering it to people. Mm-hmm. And then she started like selling it to friends. Mm-hmm. And now... there's even the fine line between, you know, trying to sell something online where you're not like the person standing next to it talking to someone about it. Mm-hmm. Someone's just like, oh, I like that. And they go in the shopping cart and they buy it. No human interaction. Mm-hmm. She's standing like next to all of her art
and has to...
while people look at it. And that's really cool.
Yeah, that's hard. I mean, that would give me anxiety, I think. Like, here, let me create all these things. Now judge them. Do you want these in your home? Like, yeah. I don't know. That's nuts. It's nuts. It's definitely, and it's inspiring, and it makes me take another look at, like, what am I doing to do that? How can I have that same level of vulnerability and chance-taking?
Yeah, and you need to do it the first time. The first time's always going to be the hardest time. Mm-hmm. The second time's always going to be easier because you've done it once already.
You already got over the first time
Yeah,
shoots.
yeah. And, you know, there's going to be different spots. Maybe she does an art show next time, right? That's another level of vulnerability, because that's not just people who are walking around a festival looking to just buy stuff. And I'm sure there's a lot of art stuff there, so I'm sure there's a lot of art people there. But if you do like an art show or a gallery showing and you're standing by your art, like, then there's critics,
Oh,
like
yeah.
people who actually know stuff. So I think, you know, this is a good next step for her that's going to help propel her to her next step
That's
after
yeah.
that, right? And that's what we're always looking for, is that next step, because without that next step, we're not going to know what we need to evolve.
Yeah, we're all about that growth mindset. So do you have a story for us? Do you have an anecdote?
Yeah, I was,
Well, you have
you
the
know,
Toastmasters, right? Were you
yeah,
gonna talk about that or?
I don't know if it necessarily has a place for this one,
Okay.
but it is definitely, Toastmasters is a really good way to get to the next level and put it on the line a little bit, right? Because you do need to get up in front of people to give speeches and
Which
stuff like
is huge
that.
for some people. I
It
mean,
is. It is really huge for some
that's
people.
something that I
Yeah. But that was,
struggle
for me, that
with.
was more just like stepping outside my comfort zone. I think, you know, I haven't been in Toastmasters in 2 months, just because the dates haven't lined up with other things I have going on. But like the next step for me there would be like enter a contest.
Oh,
So
really?
Toastmasters is general meetings, but then they have like regional contests. And it would be to enter a contest would be the next level for me. I was really thinking about like laying it out on the line from a jiu-jitsu school owner
Oh,
standpoint. Getting your students to go to tournaments, right? So that's huge, because when you have your students go to tournaments, like you're laying your school's jiu-jitsu out on the line.
yeah, that oh, that's gotta be nerve-wracking.
It is. It's
That's gotta
crazy.
be, oh my God,
It's
I am
crazy. And like
responsible for every single one of
every
these
single
grapplers.
person out there is doing our jiu-jitsu. Like they
Yeah.
have their own pieces and parts to it, but it's
But
like, you know, it's our curriculum, what we teach, our mindsets in jiu-jitsu that we teach, that when they go to a tournament, like it's laying the name of Nutriground out on the line and say, or like an MMA fight or something like
Oh,
that. You
exactly.
know, we have people who want to fight MMA, and we're like, you guys can't fight yet because you're not ready to take the gym's name in your hands and lay it out there. Right? There's a time and a place, and there's a reputation that you need to keep, and we need to make sure that you well represent what we stand for
Yeah,
and
that's
all of our values and all of our skills and all that stuff.
what we want to see out of a Nutriground fighter.
Exactly.
Yeah, that's you know that's and as a perspective, I don't always have when I compete, and I think I should, and I think I would do better
Oh,
if I keep that.
definitely. It makes it from you to like the team,
Yeah.
right? When it, for me, representing myself is easier than representing the rest of everyone else. Like if I go out there in a match, I'm like, okay, it's just me. But if I think about like how many people are watching me and how many people help me get ready for this and how much excitement they have for me,
Yeah.
it's not just my own training online, it's how my team has helped me
It's the
get to where I was.
yeah, that's
And that's the first thing that came to me when I thought about laying it out on the line is, you know, I think I've, you know, been doing this coaching for 10 years now, so gets easier as time goes on, obviously, but every tournament, like, I think I'm more nervous and excited than everyone else. Like, I go crazy. I'm so
Well, and
emotionally,
that means a
mentally
lot,
drained after a tournament.
and that means a lot knowing, as one of your competitors.
Yeah. So Ilsa commented that she's living this right now. So Ilsa actually just took a big step in her life and moved to Texas,
I
which is
mean, I
awesome.
have mad respect for anyone who can pick it up
And just go
and go and
solo.
start and like, I'm gonna handle this. I'm gonna move across the country and I'm gonna kill it at this new job, and
Yeah.
I'm gonna start over in Texas, and that's
Not to mention she doesn't have any furniture.
oh yeah, there's some moving fiasco.
Yeah, she's living, so I can relate to this. I lived on a pullout chair. Like I didn't have family room furniture for the longest time, so I had like one of those camp chairs that just like whoop, comes out. I think I had it for like 2 months before I actually got a couch, And then I saw a picture of her family room or whatever, and she has one of those. I'm like, I know exactly how that feels.
I know what you're
like.
At.
You walk in your family room, and you're like, okay, I'm home. And you look, and you're like, that sucks.
Oh,
I don't have a couch to lay down on. I had like a love sack and a camping chair.
Oh my gosh!
But it had like a cooler in it.
Yeah,
like a cooler, a zip up cooler in the arm, and cup holders,
mm-hmm.
which you know chairs don't have that. So there was a positive side of it.
Yeah,
I could keep a beer in there, keep it cold.
There it is.
Watching TV.
Nice. Dude, I had a camping chair like that. But the closest thing I can relate to that is we went to Russia. I was stuck in Russia for 5 days with the clothes on my back. We went there. It was so gross. We went there. We moved there. They lost our luggage. And me and Sophia had to live for 5 days with the things that we were wearing. Good thing we had a very nice Russia. Of course we washed it. We had a very nice
place to stay. What'd you wear when you were washing it? Just naked?
We were staying with a family who had clothes to let us use, but I don't know if you've ever been to Russia, but their large is like an American small, so you can imagine, yeah.
So, you're just wearing Under Armour the entire time.
Pretty much, well, except with like a midriffs.
Midriffs.
Some 80s cutoffs.
Cool. And we also have Nate Ziegler on, who Nate owns a gym. CoMotion, you guys should check it out. Nate actually does all my workout programming for me. But he owns CoMotion in Walker's Point in Milwaukee.
Mm-hmm.
And man, he's been putting on the line lately. He's been doing so many like Instagram stories and videos and stuff like he wasn't doing like a year ago. And I was like looking at how many followers he has, and that shit's paying off for him. And I know like at first it probably wasn't comfortable for him at all,
mm-hmm.
but you know, video is where it's at nowadays. If you're not producing video.
That one Instagram, they had like what? Like it must've been like 30 people doing some kind of, their conditioning class or whatever.
Yeah.
They did a cool, like fast rewind or fast track. It was cool.
Yeah. So Nate, if you don't want me to share that story, sucks to be you.
Yeah. Too late. Can't take it back.
You shouldn't have commented. But yeah, that's really cool. You know, it inspires me to put it out there. And I think that's another good point about laying it out on the line, and it inspires other people.
Yeah. Oh, definitely. Whenever I see someone, like, if I'm nervous about something, I'll definitely watch people, like, doing it.
Yeah.
Or, like, when before I compete, I watch is competition videos at, like, big competitions. So I'm like, if these people can do it, if they can go out there and compete at the highest level, like, I can go out there and do combat corner. Like, that, I can do that. I have that in me.
Definitely. What about you laying online?
I think, you know, there's a couple different.
Let's do a non-martial arts related one.
A non-martial arts related one. Well, that's really hard when all you do is martial arts.
You coming back was laying it out on the line.
Yeah, it was hard to come back. I'll tell you that. It was difficult. I was out of shape and I had not trained in a long time.
All right. Let's not like glamorize this. You were beyond out of shape.
I was not a healthy person. I'd spent 3 years.
Like, out of shape is like me when I stopped lifting for a month. And I'm like, yeah, I'm not as strong as I used to be.
I was not a healthy person. I was not a healthy person. A lot of eating out and beer.
Smoking?
And I smoked. And I chewed tobacco. And I was miserable. Because I hated my job. But anyway, yeah, so I came back and just my life kind of turned around. But I want to say, like, okay, not martial arts related, but the Mat Chats for kids martial arts were really, really, really difficult. I remember sweating like and stammering my first one. I was like, I can't even talk in front of this group of like small children. Like, they're just judging me. They don't
about
know
a word
saying.
That they don't even know anything about.
I have no idea. And I was not prepared for it. And then you just kept hammering at like, talent doesn't match chats, talent doesn't match chats, talent doesn't match chats. And now I feel like I do pretty well at the Mat Chats.
Oh, they're amazing. Amazing. So those of you guys who don't know is with our kids program, every month we cover a different topic or word, or sometimes it's not a word. It's more of a mindset sometimes.
Yeah. Goal setting.
Yeah.
Integrity.
Respect. For the kids. A lot of things that we talk about on Rise and Grind, right?
Yeah.
But we talk about this every day for 5-10 minutes with the kids before mm-hmm. class. And we have follow a curriculum with it. So the talks evolve throughout the month and play off of each other, and Talon gives the chats now, and he does really, really well at them.
It was hard. That was tough. And then, oh my god, when I started doing the intros for the parents.
Oh yeah, intro lessons.
I was,
another awesome thing.
Yeah, I was not impressed with myself, and I was like, I don't think I should do this. I think Perry should like handle this part of the business, because like what I'm doing now is I'm selling my like I, as the kids program director, I'm
selling yourself,
selling myself. I'm asking this person to trust me with their child, and I feel like that's just it's a huge thing to ask of somebody, and they don't always want to hear what you have to say. They just want to see what you're gonna do. Mm-hmm. But I feel like I've got some things that you need to know, like so you're properly pre-framed, so that nothing's a surprise for you. And
yeah,
and here we go. And that I feel like I'm starting to get better at it, but it was definitely a point of vulnerability for me, for sure. And it was something that I was not comfortable with when I first started.
What can I make you do next?
I don't know.
No, but you know, it's hard. Like I can really only set you up with so many things for success, right?
Mm-hmm.
But until you go and do it,
oh yeah,
it's just different. And you know that first one's not going to be perfect, but it's going to be good. So Nikita with his vulgar
foul language,
but he just said, "What's up?"
Yeah, I know. Well, keep it PG in the comments, guys.
We have a lot of kids
who watch, families who watch. So. As much as I enjoy your enthusiasm, it's nice to see you on the show.
It happens.
It does happen.
But yeah, like it's that first step, right? Laying it on the line the first time. Every time after that, it's going to be a little bit easier. And then next time you lay it on the line for the next level, it's going to be easier than that.
And then you're going to beef it. And then you have to go through our going through challenges and failure podcast to better learn how to deal with that. But totally messing something up is also good for you.
Yeah, it is.
And it's going to happen.
As long as you reflect on it and you figure out why you messed it up and what you're going to do the next time, failure is perfectly okay.
So, yeah, that's an important part about it. Leaving yourself vulnerable to failure. And I think that stops a lot of people. And I think we probably talked about that, so I don't want to be redundant.
Yeah.
But like a lot of people don't lay it on the line because they're afraid of some kind of, they're afraid of messing up. They're afraid of failure. They're afraid of not succeeding with what they want. And then they let that stagnate themselves.
So you are laying it out on the line July 8th.
I am competing.
Which like normally I would say competing for you isn't laying it out on the line, because you've done it so many times now. It's like a regular thing for you. It's like started part of your standard routine. I think this one's different because you're competing in a martial art that you don't train every day.
No.
Right? So it's in combat sambo. Right?
I'm not that cool. No. Just sports sambo.
Sports sambo. So there's not hitting in it. But you're competing in sports sambo and you're representing both neutral ground and our dojo, right?
Our dojo, yeah. So Riley Bodycomb's gonna be coaching me. US Sambo Nationals. And I am super, super excited. I competed once before in the rule set. And I just fell in love with it. It fits to my personality with how I like to grapple. It's a really fun rule set. So I really like the sport. And I've got this opportunity to, have a really good coach and fly out there and compete in a national tournament. And I think, my judo and my jiu-jitsu and my, all the things that we train here are going to come together and we're going to do it. But it is, and when I think about it, I get a little nervous. I'm like, I've competed before. It doesn't matter what sport it's in. Like, it's the same thing. It's just a different, it's a different rule. Same thing, different rules.
Yeah. Man, but another you putting it on the line, because I keep pushing you. You're running your first booth
at
a festival, Grilling and Grafton, which they're not having their barbecue thing anymore, but it's still like the Grafton 4th of July festivities. We're going to have a booth in the kid zone. And Talon's going to be teaching some kids some self-defense and breaking some boards with them.
Yeah,
and
it's
I'll probably be there for a bit, but he's going to be running a booth.
Like, yeah.
So have you even ran a booth with me before?
I wasn't able to the last time, never ran a booth. I've never done that before. And another thing is getting over talking to people who are already interested in the program was one thing. Now I'm talking to people who have, what is this?
People have like signed up.
Oh, you do Taekwondo? My kid's a black belt. Like, what?
Yeah. So that's going to be a fun one for you. But I think, you know, putting keep online doing that is going to make all the intros and chats
so
and all
much
stuff easier.
Easier
here,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah. All the same. I believe. So, success. Okay. So our friend Keith here, the wonderful,
the peanut gallery,
always
that
giving us
what you confirm. Adding value, right?
Is it, it's the risk is worthy of success is what we're, if you feel like you're worthy.
Mm-hmm. For like your children, like to be like, am I good enough to accept this responsibility?
Oh, that's a really good point. So like having a good self image will help you.
You guys don't realize that we don't do Rise and Grind for you. We do Rise and Grind
for
us. And you guys just get it like as we get it. And that's why we do this. All right, go ahead.
But yeah, that's a perfect example. That's a really good idea that you brought up there, Keith. It's that, that will stop you from being vulnerable and accepting these extra responsibilities is knowing that you're worthy of the success. Yeah. Afterwards, worthy of the rewards of it, worthy of the responsibility or the lesson. And are you okay with change? Like when this succeeds, are you okay with the implications?
Yeah, that like you're either going to be better or you're going to know what you have to work on. And I think a lot of people are comfortable. And that's going to be our next episode. We're just going to talk about comfort, I think. Maybe not our next one, but it's going to be a future one about just how people get stuck in the comfort zone.
Oh, yeah.
And I think there's a good way to keep building up. So, awesome. So, I think that's all.
That's what we got today.
We got for today.
Well,
I don't know how much other stuff that we have going on. But you're putting on the line in about an hour. You're teaching your first. Is this your first workshop?
This is my first workshop. I have a lot of experience teaching, but this is my first time where people are coming.
Yeah, but I might be there.
Yeah.
Fuji might be there.
I know. So it's sketch. I'm nervous. I am nervous.
Experienced grapplers.
I know.
I'm excited for it.
Right? But yeah, I think I got some – in my limited experience, I have gone out of my way to collect things like – what do I –
bits of knowledge?
Bits of knowledge. And I feel like I've done that, and I feel like I have something to share, and that's why I'm doing this. So I really appreciate your support through it.
I'm excited.
Yeah. Thank you.
All right. Well, Rise and Grind, episode 16. If you like this, share it. Leave us a review.
Even if you don't like it, share it. Somebody else might like it.
Even if you don't like it, still click the like button or the heart button.
Because you like us, right?
Yeah.
Thanks.
Awesome.
Thanks. Later, guys.